The 50th statewide Hawaii Craftsman Juried Exhibition opened last night in the main. Was it last night? Gosh, this week's crazy. At Linakona, it opened this week, and it's dedicated this year to Honolulu's beloved sculptor and teacher, the late Fred Roster. There's a small grouping of his work there at the entrance to the exhibit, but it's really nothing like the fabulous array of things in his own home. Fred's wife, Lynette, invited us to visit their private hideaway full of handmade objects up there in Ainakoa. And I started by asking Lynette, really, what was Fred like?
Do you know him?
Yeah, but
most people know him but don't know him. I mean, Fred was a nice guy, but he was introverted. I mean, that's why he worked so hard. I mean, he was dyslexic. How many people know him as dyslexic, right? You know, he struggled in school, but thank God he found art. You know, and he had a real gift for language. That's true.
Oh.
Yeah. Uh-huh. But you know, he was always making stuff, right? Always. He had hundreds of ideas. He was a worrier. Most people don't know that. His dad was a worrier, you know. They get anxious, they have anxiety. And there's nothing you can do to change that. You look at him, you know, this tall, 6 foot, what, two guy, you know, very athletic, but at the same time, so soft and gentle inside.
Where do you think his story starts?
Where? Oh, definitely at home with his family, yeah. Definitely.
His mom and dad, yeah. Very close.
Very close family.
Brothers, sisters.
Yeah, two older sisters, two younger brothers. Mm-hmm. Yeah, and all they had was each other, you know, and the boys were so competitive. And the girls were doing something else in the house, but the boys were always together outside. And they had so much freedom. The parents were always working on the egg farm. So, of course, they had chores, but lots of times the boys would just head off and go fishing. They had a lot of, they could explore safely back then, you know, just take their bikes and fishing poles and be out in nature all day long. Yeah, they grew up in Northern California, Palo Alto area, back when it was still lots of farms. Mm-hmm.
Has he always been an artist?
Oh, you mean, I think he didn't find art until junior college is when he took his first ceramics class. You know, back in high school, he thought he was going to be a pastor. Yeah, nobody knows that about Fred. Did you ever see any of his writing?
Really?
Yeah, I have a whole folder of writings that I see.
What kinds of things did he say?
You know, it was all very reflective, but as in his art, his writing was just spectacular. It got you, you know, it just nailed you right here in some storytelling way.
Do you think he was trying to say anything with the work?
Oh, yeah. He had so much, he was upset so much with mankind for polluting this earth, you know, polluting the water, making a mess of things. Yeah, he always made a statement in his work. I mean, monkey with a gun sitting on top, right?
You two have been together since the 90s, right?
Well, we got married in 1996. So the show actually opening tonight, it's a different kind of exhibit because I'm showing pieces that Fred made for me and gave me over the years. You know, some are little objects. I mean, my wedding rings, I had like 5 bands.
Oh.
You know, they're all so filled with memories. So why would I share it? I think it's a cathartic for me. I mean, Fred made it. And you know, anything Fred makes, even to the point of how it's mounted, It's going to be hidden. And even the shelf, it's so tricky. You know, you can't see how it's mounted because there's no, you know, nothing showing, right? Specially carved.
Did he have any favorite pieces?
Oh, well, the favorite one is in the show. It's the plant manager's life. I think his favorite piece was his office. You know, his office shelves. I mean, that blew everybody's mind. You know, everybody wanted to just hang out there and look, and pick up and touch, right?
So many people know Fred. But,
yeah.
But don't really, have never really known him as you do, Annette. You're...
Well, even I didn't really know him.
Annette, thank you so much. Oh, we do know he loved Bella, his dog, his muse. And I know that after being in his house, after being in Fred's house, being around things made so lovingly by hand leaves an indelible impression. It does. And that's part of what's great at the Hawaii Craftsman Show. I mean, we're talking about handmade things here. Isabella Hughes, co-founder of the Honolulu Biennial, was this year's juror. And I asked her for her reflections on the pieces she saw.
A lot of the works this time, very reflective of, I think, the very specific and charged moment we are in time as a country. And around the world, very political. They either had strong political overtones or these delicate undertones that were quite apparent. Another theme that I saw emerge was this move back to nature, whether it was through shape, form, material, really natural themes and aesthetics. But the thing I was looking for most, and to me what made strong work, was when there was a strong nod to history. You know, whether there was a specific method being used. I also was looking at how materials that have such a long history and craftsmanship are being recontextualized with something innovative and unexpected.
That was a Hawaii Craftsman Show juror, Isabella Hughes, who said one thing she loves about Hawaii Craftsmen is they fly the juror to each island to do the jurying. They're not judged from slides, and that makes a huge difference in craft work, as you know. The 51st Annual Hawaii Craftsman Statewide Juried Exhibition is going on through November 11th at the Honolulu Museum of Art School's Main Gallery.